Summer Sundays are meant for freshly cut grass, ballpark dogs, and the best baseball talk you can find. So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fighting Phils and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
Morning, Philadelphia. Morning. That's because it is morning, and it's not a good morning here in the Delaware Valley because our teams just refuse to be anything better than mediocre and average. This is Bud Light Baseball Brunch powered by Green Legion Radio on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, 104.1 in the Trenton area, WDAS around the rest of the Delaware Valley, or simply download that iHeartRadio app and you can listen to us anywhere crystal clear worldwide. We are broadcasting live from the Fox Sports The Gambler studios in Bellican Woods, setting you up for Phillies Padres at 3:40 this afternoon. I'm Chris Sack, a very disgruntled Chris Sack from Green Legion Radio, sitting alongside my co-host and, you know, epic Phillies broadcaster over here, Mr. Greg Murphy. Murph, how you feeling today?
I'm sleepy. That's
sleepy
what I am.
A little
yeah,
bit.
It's been a rough. It's been a rough 5 days out there on the West Coast. It certainly has not been fun to watch this team over the last 5 days.
Oh, we're gonna get to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we are. And hey, you know, that's what it is right now. That's where we sit. I mean, you talk about the difference between what 2 weeks ago as we sat here, you know, on the heels of the 8-game winning streak and things were flying high. The team's
riding
in first place.
Baby, riding high.
And what has happened since then has been nothing short of, well, I mean,
disaster.
Disastrous is a good way to describe it. It really has been. It's amazing how things can change so quickly in a sport that you play 162. It's a long season, but in the blink of an eye, in a 2 week span, you watch the Mets lose 10 games in the standings. Phillies jump into first place, and then next thing you know, bang, they're 5 games out. They're not playing good baseball right now. The offense has been just abysmal.
I've got numbers to back that up.
Yeah, it's been so bad. The defense was bad again last night. Aaron Nola was outstanding right up until the moment that he, you know, allowed that 2-run home run that I would imagine a lot of people didn't even see. You wake up to that this morning because it happened so late. But yeah, it's been tough.
It has been tough, and I don't know if the Phillies can fix it, but I can tell you who can fix it. MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off your order, regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That is www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. We have some tickets to give away. I mean, if you want to watch mediocre baseball against from the Phillies and, from another team that should be the worst team in Major League Baseball, but they're not because thanks to us this past week. So we're going to give away two tickets coming up. Murph, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, giving away two tickets for the Phillies Diamondbacks next Sunday at 105. Perhaps some payback to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
God, you would hope so.
Yeah, you would hope so. It is a back-to-school gym bag giveaway day to all children 14 and under. Hopefully, mom and dad can win these tickets and take the kids to the game, get that giveaway. Also, you could stop over at 1100 Social. We will be there next week as well over at Xfinity Live before the game. You can come and say hi. All right, so in order to win the tickets, you have to answer in the comments section on the Green Legion Radio YouTube channel, the Green Legion Facebook page, or at our Twitter handle, at Green Legion. And we're going to go away from the trivia question this week, right?
Yes.
We don't want to, no one has to think this morning. It's way too early, at least for me. It's way too early. I'm working on like 5 hours of sleep.
SummerSlam kept me up until about 12:30 last night.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it was fun. But
what did I tell you guys? I was like, Murph is going to be like, what are we talking about here?
SummerSlam. Forget it. I'm not going there. All right. In the spirit of back to school and kids going back to school coming up in just a couple of weeks, we're at that point already.
We're there.
We are there.
The end of summer's coming up in 2 weeks from today. Yeah. Is Labor Day weekend.
My son goes back to school on Monday, and he's home for the weekend from Annapolis, but he goes back on Monday. They start classes already on Monday.
Well, Florida started like a week or two ago.
Yeah, the high schools and stuff. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, the South, they start a little bit earlier, but here it just seems early to me. Anyway, all right, we are asking today that you give us your favorite television show or movie, TV or movie, that is centered around school. All right. So that it has to be, you know, school has to be the main, you know, the main location of the particular
right.
movie or TV show. One entry per person. And, you put it through it to the places that I mentioned, Green Legion Facebook page, our Twitter handle, the Green Legion Radio YouTube page. And, we will pick the best one. That we believe is the best one.
We will try. Yeah. We might need
because
a tiebreaker.
Yeah, you and I rarely agree on any of this stuff. But
no,
but that's because it's a generational
but
thing.
But that's what makes it
I'm
fun.
Much younger than you are. So.
So actually, you look much younger than me.
I don't know about that. I feel like I'm about 85
I'm the one that's balding and getting fat. So, you know, like outside of that. But Murph, how about you? Why don't you give us yours?
All right. So for me, as soon as we started talking about this, for me, it's easy. And I think most people of my generation, God, I sound so old when I say stuff like that, but to me, it's Breakfast Club. It hands down Breakfast Club. It was one of the best movies of a generation for sure. Obviously, it takes place in high school, and you know, it has everything. It's a very funny movie, obviously great cast, but also kind of, you know, poignant, and it sends a message too as well. So for me, Breakfast Club, easy. Any other answer is wrong. What's yours?
Oh, well, I'll give you my the way you're set up with your mic today, Murph.
Yeah,
because you haven't set up your mic like this before.
Yeah,
you look like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. It's like your eye. I can see your eye right through. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, man,
freedom!
There we go. All right, for me, for my generation, I could easily go for two out of this, but I'm going to go with the one that swept me up when I was a kid.
I already know where you're going.
Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay. No,
Boy Meets World, dude. I loved Boy Meets World as a kid. I loved it when they brought back the old cast members on Disney Channel, and they had Girl Meets World. I mean, you know, it wasn't as good, but it was great to see like the old characters: Corey Matthews, Topanga, Sean. You know.
I thought that was like. I feel like my kids watched Boy Meets World.
Well, I guess I'm.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Yeah. Well, it must have been on for a while, because I'm pretty sure they did.
It was towards like the end of the 90s, early 2000s. And, you know, then you had Feeney. Feeney!
Yeah, no.
No, you don't? Okay, all right.
That's right with SummerSlam.
All right, well, this probably, all right, so Mr. Feeney was the voice of the car in Knight Rider.
Okay.
All right, those are like his two big claims to fame.
I see, I got you.
All right. So there's that. Now I need Timmy, because we need to bring you in here, Tim, because you're going to be probably the tiebreaker between the two of us here. So why don't you give me your favorite?
Okay, so I think this is it's an interesting question, because the best, like most quality, I'll go with Murph the Breakfast Club. That was the first one that came to my head. But my personal love, I'm a Boy Meets World guy. So I think what's your favorite is my question.
Yeah.
If the question's favorite, I'm Boy Meets World out of those two.
My man. That's
Now, I did have a question. Would Ferris Bueller's Day Off have counted? Because it's school-based.
It is.
But it's not in the... Like, that's my question.
That's a very good one.
Yeah,
yes.
That is a good one.
Ferris Bueller, Day Off. Yes, that does qualify. Okay. That's a good one, man. I like it. Bring that alacrity when we need you for the tiebreakers. There's no chance on God's green earth that Murph and I are going to agree on this.
No, there's very little chance. I'll be honest. I thought you were going to go with Saved by the Bell. Because that, to me...
I loved Saved by the
right.
Bell.
That's what I thought.
My first crush was Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
My first
you
crush.
You see the dark-haired one?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, she was bad.
Yeah.
She was bad for sure. You know what else is bad this week? The Phillies.
Yes.
And that's why we're going to go out of the box.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yes, they are, Lloyd. Yes, they are. Because this team...
Is that us? Who am I? Am I dumb or dumber?
Listen, I'm smiling right now. I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. But I've had enough of this team now.
So you're not going to watch anymore? You're
no,
done.
I'm going
39
to.
39 games
I'm
to
going
you're
to.
You're
Listen,
out.
It took everything in my being today to put this shirt and this hat on. All right? I really wanted to walk in here today in a nice polo. Just like you, you know, but I just couldn't do it to myself, because this team is infuriating. They're insufferable. And it's not just this year, Murph, where you sit there and you have hopes. okay, for the first time, and this team can make the playoffs in a decade. And they've done it to us not just this year. They did it to us last year, and in 2019, and in 2018, and constantly, every single year, the team starts to fade down the stretch. When you get to the dog days of summer in mid-August, and you take it into September, it is extremely pathetic. And I'll tell you what, Murph, and if you look on the other side, and I know I've said all along, I've waited for Gabe Kapler and the Giants to come back, right? Right? And they have, just a little bit. They were, a week ago, they were up 5 games on the Dodgers, and now I think it's only a game and a half that they're up on.
Yeah, they lost 2 in a row. That was their longest losing streak.
Right, but
yeah.
They're starting to fade just a little bit now. But even then, they're still 12 games up on the Padres, I believe, 10 or 12 games up on them. So, like, the Giants are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. It comes down, it's no longer about Gabe Kapler. It's no longer, in my opinion, too many people are trying to turn this on Joe Girardi. So I'd like to extend some sort of an apology to Gabe for putting this on him. Because really, in reality, I'm placing this on the players.
Always.
I'm putting it on them. Because this right here, this lapse in any urgency that this team has, where you were 2 weeks ago, you were on the brink. When we did our show before that Mets game, 39,000 people went in to see Roy Halladay's number 34 retired, right on the brink of us sweeping them and going up 2 games on the Braves, 2.5 up on the Mets, and ever since then, it's been complete and utter disaster. And a lot of it has to do with the offensive woes. And I got some numbers here that I ran over here this morning, Murph, because I didn't want to put everything together like I normally do, you know, like yesterday, because I wanted to take into account for last night. 3-8 since their 8-game winning streak.
Yep.
3 straight series losses, including a 3-game sweep at the hands of the NL worst Diamondbacks. They were the worst team in Major League Baseball when that series started. Swept by a team who had a winning percentage of .320 or worse entering that series for only the third time in franchise history. This team's been around since 1883. Third time in franchise history. Offensive woes over the last 15 days. Their worst in Major League Baseball. OPS, batting average, slugging percentage, tied with the Orioles with 36 runs scored, 73 hits, which is 12 hits behind the Pittsburgh Pirates. Their worst. They're worst by 12 hits. Second worst in on-base percentage and runs batted in. Only 13 home runs, which is tied for fourth from last with teams like the Mets, the Tigers, and your punching bag, the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
That just goes to show how inept this team is. And I'm putting it on the players, Murph. I'm putting it on them. Because historically, this team has been nothing built from nothing but losers. It started with who built them from beginning. McPhail is a historic loser. 30 years since that guy won a World Series title. He's a loser, Murph. Take it back to the Twins. He's been a loser his whole entire career outside of that stretch. Klentak is a loser. Middleton, since he took over the reins here, is a loser. And I can say this stuff because I don't work for the team.
I got to stop you there. Okay? Because
go ahead.
That's not accurate. I mean, Middleton brought a World Series to this city. So
I put more of that on David Montgomery.
Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't put all of this on John Middleton but give David Montgomery the credit for when the team was good.
I'm
going to
give
him
more of the credit than I will. Because he was the actual guy that was in charge. He was the guy that was pressing the buttons at the time.
Team president. He wasn't the general manager at the time. That was Pat Gillick. So,
yeah.
Well, okay. So, look, I hear you. The frustration is real. I mean, I am 100% on board. The numbers you just threw out, absolutely ridiculous when it comes to the way this offense. This was a team that was built on offense. A
Correct.
Team that was supposed to score runs, and you were going to, you know, you were going to pitch good enough to keep you in it. Right now, the last 2 weeks, they have done absolutely nothing offensively, and for most of the season they have been, you know, pretty up and down. All of that is true, and you putting it on the players is exactly where it needs to be. This sports in general, people who like to point to coaches and managers, and honestly, unless the manager is building the team, unless they are in charge of the talent,
which who was the last guy that actually ever did
baseball,
that?
In baseball, yeah, rare. Yeah. You know, I mean, managers,
football, you know, Belichick, football,
yeah,
Reed,
guys
like that.
And those guys struggled in. Well, Andy did. Andy struggled with that responsibility
when they got more in charge.
When you take that, it comes down to the people playing the game. It almost always, and especially in baseball, 162 games, the manager might influence five games a year, maybe, you know, like
ten. Five on the negative, five on the positive.
You know, like last night, everybody in Philadelphia, no, I shouldn't say everybody, but I bet you most people in Philadelphia last night
wanted to see Nola complete that game.
Absolutely. Keep him in. And had he taken him out, this place would have gone ballistic. What's he doing? Joe Girardi's an idiot. Why do you take him out? He's the best guy. And then that happens. And then it's,
why didn't you take him out?
You can't do that. I mean, you can. If you're a fan and you want to do that, fine. But it doesn't make any sense. And I don't have to agree. It's like, that's the kind of stuff that drives me absolutely bananas, because you hear it. You better leave him in. Bang. Cronenworth hits a two run home run. It's, I can't believe he left him in. And so look. Aaron made a mistake. At the worst part of that game, he left a pitch hanging, and you don't tip your cap to Cronenworth. He buried it.
But the thing is, though, the offense didn't give him any wiggle room in that situation.
Exactly.
The whole game.
That's why it's the players.
Nola started that. It was 1-0 until Nola hit that double.
He started the inning, and we
got two runs because of hit by pitch.
And if you had looked at my timeline as Joe Girardi leaves Aaron Nola in to lead off the eighth, you would think that Aaron had allowed six runs already in this game, because people are like, why are you doing this? You're only at one.
It's kind of like Matt Moore last week.
Joe Girardi, he's brilliant. Yeah.
If you would have let Matt Moore in to face the Reds lineup for a third time, and then he gets torched, why are you leaving Matt Moore in there? He's going to 6 ERA.
This team, 2 weeks ago, this team was in first place in the National League East. They were. That's a fact. They were in first place. They were better than every other team in the National League East. Now, they are 5 games back. And the reason is because over the last 2 weeks, the players have played poorly, very poorly. And that's really all it's all about. It's not about any of the other stuff. None of that matters. What matters is what's happened over the last 2 weeks in between the lines. And that is, Andrew McCutchen is in a dreadful slump, like we saw at the beginning of the season.
Didi Gregorius
has been terrible this season offensively. A lot of injuries. You know, there might be reasons for it. Doesn't matter. He's struggled mightily. JT Realmuto has struggled mightily over the last couple of weeks.
Gene Segura is underneath 300.
Gene Segura, for the first time this season, is struggling. Rhys Hoskins, not in the lineup. I mean, Alec Bohm has disappeared offensively from this team. That is why the team is 5 games under 500. That is why they lost 3 in the desert. Those are the reasons.
Awful.
And it's okay to be frustrated, and it's okay to want your head to spin off and be, but that's why. That's it. That's the reason. And there are no other reasons. And the beauty of this is they've got 39 games to play. And we saw what can happen in the course of 10 games. What can happen? So who knows? Maybe they put together another streak and it flip-flops again. Who knows? But right now they've got their work cut out for them, and it's not looking good.
Are we expecting to get Rhys back coming up here?
We talked to Rhys yesterday, and there is a chance he's in the lineup today. I haven't seen the lineup yet. I'm sure it's not out yet. There is a chance that he's in the lineup today. He worked out pretty hard yesterday, and they were waiting to see how he felt. And if he feels good today, then he will be in that lineup today. And man, they need him. They need him. You know, the guys behind Bryce right now, Bryce is the only one who's really still swinging the bat. I mean, he's cooled down a hair, but
because you don't have to pitch to him.
You don't have, they're not giving him anything.
Yeah,
when they do, he's getting his hit.
I was going to save this because this was a Jason Stark stat from the other day. Bryce Harper, okay, he was the first Philly, this was last Sunday, he was the first Philly to go hitless but have 2 RBIs and 3 walks in a game in almost 70 years. Last to do it was Stan Lapata on July 13th, 1952.
How about that?
I mean, it's like, I was going to save that as one of my, one of my, can you believe it?
I'm sure we've got a bunch more because there's been a lot this week where you say to yourself, can you believe this? None of it good.
Eflin started for Reading the other day. He went 2 and 2/3.
That was a really good sign.
How many more more starts are we looking at having him in the minor leagues? Is probably another one.
And then, I would and think then he'll come one, and as long as he feels good, he's back. There's an outside chance that they don't even give him that one, but I think they think they'll probably give him one more. Let him
Matt Moore is
stretch
the,
him out a little
bit.
The
last two wins.
I know. You know, and that's the other thing. If you go back, and I meant to go back and look at the numbers this morning, but I decided to drink 40 ounces of coffee instead.
I saw the photo on Twitter.
If I had to bet, I think they've lost something like 7 of the last 10 starts of Nola and Wheeler. The team has lost those games, something like that. Whereas Matt Moore, they've won his last two starts. So baseball's just, it's just, it's weird.
It's a weird game.
It is.
It's a weird game.
It is. And when things aren't going right, it sucks. It just sucks. But, you know, I went back. I was looking. You know, I do the podcast every week, and on the podcast we have Larry Boa comes on. We relive 1980, so we kind of go game by game. And on this date in 1980, the Phillies had lost like 5 of their last 6, and were 3.5 games out of the division, and heading in the wrong direction before they caught fire in September. And we're able to, you know, track down the Expos and win the division. So, you know, we know about 2007 and what the Phillies were able to do to you know, track down the Mets. A lot can happen in 39 games.
Those teams historically had track records of actually winning down the stretch.
2007 did not.
No, but they at least finished in second place. They finished in, what, 06? They finished in second? 05?
Yeah,
they finished
a distant second.
But the thing was, though, it was more so the beginning of the season is what killed them. The end of the season is where they caught fire. They just couldn't catch them at the end.
Well,
1980, they won the division in 76, 77, and 78. They didn't make the playoffs in 79, so you knew it was in them. This team, to me, I don't see it in them.
Well, that's because they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, but
it has to happen. There has to be a first time.
I understand that. Yeah. but you have to prove it to me. 2018,
I'm with you.
2018, you fade it. 2019, you fade it. 2020 was 60 games. You fade it.
No doubt.
You know, like until I get that taste from these guys that they are capable of that, when you get past August 15th, that you are capable of making a run like that, you got to show me, Bammer.
No,
you got to show me.
No doubt about it. I'm not arguing that.
I know.
You absolutely, yeah. Until they show you, then, yeah, you have this feeling of they can't do it. You know, how many times have we said this guy will never win a championship? Right up until they do. You know what? I mean, in every sport, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
This guy will never win. This guy will never win. And then they win. And then it's like, okay, I guess it goes. And that's sports. And that's the beauty of sports. Is this team capable of catching the Braves? I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see.
It's either the Braves or the Padres they have to catch at this
point.
But
here's the thing. They have a chance to catch the Braves. It's there in front of them. They have the opportunity.
The Braves' schedule gets tough over the next week. I think
Much
they get
tougher.
The Yankees and the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So it does get tougher for them. You know, and I know what you're going to say to them, but the Phillies get the Diamondbacks and the Pirates two times.
We need revenge.
Yeah, but the Phillies have to win those games.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, revenge.
Had they won 2 of the 3 in Arizona,
I'd feel a hell of a lot better.
Well, they'd be sitting 3 games back at that point, right? And look, the Braves are, they've won 8 in a row, right? And I think they've won 9 of their last 10. They've won 12 in a row on the road. They're playing terrific right now. But they are playing some bottom feeders, too. They're taking care of business.
They know how to beat up on the bad teams. That's what the Braves do.
And that's something that this team has not been able to show us yet. And it's the only way they win this division. It's the only way. They have to take care of it. They have to beat up on the bad teams. They're going to have a chance. So, yeah, here it is, guys. And guess what? We'll all be pretty darn excited if they do.
God, I hope so. And I need to be excited. And I'll tell you what, I was surprised by what Arizona did to us this week. But life is full of surprises, some good and some not so good. That's why your State Farm agent is there with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yep, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy, so you can be prepared for all life surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Make sure you guys get in on our message board right now, because we want to know what your favorite TV show or movie based around school. And also make sure you get your questions in, because coming up, we have Ask the Show and Life Advice with Murph coming up right here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. We are Bud Light Baseball Brunch, and we'll be right back right after this.
In the ready position, NECK Next Sip. Time to free up those hands and wear your drink, everyone. It holds any beverage, even bottles, cans, and snacks. text with both hands and drink at the same time. Visit nextsip.com and follow them at nextsip. Customize it any way you want. Perfect for sporting events, Philly born and USA made. Only $5, 15% off when you use the code Green Legion. Again, visit nextsip.com and follow them at Next Sip.
Welcome back to Bud Light Baseball Brunch, where we are going to cool things off a little bit here in the second segment of the show. We are
fired up.
Yes, we are fired up for sure. And, I'll tell you what, sometimes I love having that opportunity to get it off your chest. You know, like this is one of the great things about having a job in radio is the fact that you can air your frustrations. And I've taken Merv's advice a little bit this season as far as not airing my grievances out on Facebook with drunken Facebook posts as I have in the past. And I think a lot of times I want people to come here to the radio station here at 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, and you can catch it every Sunday morning from 11 to noon during baseball season. So what upsets me a little bit here is I want to have that opportunity for baseball season to be extended into October. Like, I don't want our last show, Murph. I don't want our last show to be Sunday, October 3rd.
I'm with you.
You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of that, like, it wears on me because, like, you know, being a former Philly season ticket holder, we gave up our tickets after the 2019 season and the pandemic hits and all that stuff, and we didn't go back this year. It's frustrating because I remember what the ballpark felt like, you know, during those years, and life was different at the time, you know, 07 to 2011, you know, I was in college and I graduated college and I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. I had no obligations in life outside of just going to the ballpark and enjoying myself. 50 to 60 times a year, I was at the ballpark and I remember what it felt like. And, you know, I want other people that have not been able to have that experience, you working for the team, you know, during that time frame, Murph, and, you know, Timmy over here, I don't know how old Timmy is. Timmy, how old are you?
28.
Okay. So like you still have a great remembrance of what that was like. And, you know, I want people to be able to understand, like, when I voice my frustrations and I say what I say, I remember what those good times were like and how frustrating it's been over the last decade to live without it. And it's not there. And like I sit here and I want to believe in this team. I want to believe in these guys. I want to believe in a guy like Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto and Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler and Rhys Hoskins, Gene Segura. I want to believe in these guys, but you've given me no reason to believe in you past a certain point. Mm-hmm. We've seen you ride in first place. We've seen you been in first place midway through August. It's happened, but the thing is you don't have enough gas to get past it to get you towards the end of the season. And, you know, like you see a team like the Braves, they lose a top five player in Major League Baseball in Ronald Acuna Jr. They have not gotten a single pitch out of their staff ace this year, mm-hmm. at all. And I've got people sitting here going, oh, well, the Phillies are missing Rhys Hoskins and they're missing Zach Eflin. Like, really? We're going to that? Like, the Braves aren't making any excuses. They're not. All they're doing is playing winning baseball. And Freddie Freeman, who started out the season, we were all laughing at him at the beginning of the season. The guy was batting around 200. He's batting 300 now. But proven why he's the MVP of the league.
And that proves the point of, yeah, you know, you come out of the gate and I imagine Braves fans were feeling very much like you feel right now about Freddie Freeman for the first half of this season because he was not a good player. He's outstanding player now. You know, that's the beauty of the 162. And that's why, you know, I know players and coaches say it all the time, but there's some truth to it. Believe me when I tell you, you know, having spent the last decade with the team, embedded with the team, on the plane, in the hotel.
Hey, Murph, where's that Irish look?
Exactly. Yeah. You cannot get too high or too low in a 162 seat. You just can't. Because it serves no purpose if you're playing the game. It serves no purpose if you're, you know, in and around the team, because you know that this week, yeah, it might be terrible, but next week things could turn around. And, you know, you mentioned the teams from 08, 09. Yeah, that was an amazing time in this city, but there was a time when Pat Burrell was going to be run out of this town. There was a time when J-Roll could not be part of a winning team. I mean, those conversations happened on radio and television and in bars and restaurants because they hadn't done it yet. So your frustration is, yeah, you know, can they win with Bryce? They haven't yet. Okay. So that's a good point. Can they? We'll see. But in a decade, if they haven't won with Bryce, then you can have that conversation when that contract is over. Can they win with Rhys Hoskins? You know, is Aaron Nola, you know, really a guy that can take you to the postseason? I don't know. None of us know yet, but the time is still there for it to happen. And that's all I'm saying, is that you have to let it play out. And then you see where you're at when it's all said and done.
All right. Well, let's go back here real quick before we go in. We have a couple questions for the segment. Make sure you guys get them on the message board. We'll take your questions during this segment. We have 8 minutes left on the segment. So we're going to go over the top TV show or movie that is centered around school. Now, I can honestly tell you, out of the list of our four here, I've seen one.
Okay.
Okay. All so right. I don't have much leg to stand on.
If you've only seen one, I probably are they.
All right. So number one, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh man, you haven't seen that?
No.
Oh.
1982.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I'll add that to my movie list.
Coming of age.
School of Rock is one that I have seen.
School of Rock is good.
I do like that with Jack Black. Yeah. Summer School.
Oh, another classic, Mark Harmon. Yeah.
And Lean on Me.
And that's a great movie. You haven't seen any of those?
Do we qualify to even chime in on this, or do we just let Murph pick one here?
Because
I'm saying the School of Rock. What do you got, Tim?
I think I saw the first two. I've seen Ridgemont High, so I have seen that one.
Okay.
I have seen School of Rock. The other two, I've never heard
of. All right, so do yourself a favor. So Summer School is a funny, goofy comedy with Mark Harmon, and very good, worth the 2 hours that you'll invest in it. Very funny movie. One of my favorites in that era. Lean on Me, complete opposite. You know, based on a true story of the high schools in New York City, and I forget his name at the time, but the principal of the school who kind of locked down the school and changed the lives of a lot of young people. It's a true story. And so again, a really powerful movie, great movie to watch. So really good choice. None of them as good as Breakfast Club. Let's just get that out there. But
all right, Murph, why don't you go ahead? You pick your winner.
Well, geez. I mean, so Lean on Me is just such an outlier because it's like I said, such a powerful, good movie. I love that movie. Great answer. But out of those, I think I would go with Fast Times at Ridgemont High, because you're talking about a movie that came out 40 years ago and people still talk about it all the time. So I'm going to go Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I like the fact, because that's a new person that won tickets with us.
All right.
This season. Rick Kanes, congratulations.
Rick, way to go.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I know Sam will reach out to
your
you.
Know your judges.
Sam will reach out to you. She'll get your email address from you, and I will send you over the tickets later on today. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us.
See, here's the thing, though. Now, Rick is probably my age, so that means his kids are probably my kids' age, so they don't need the book bag.
No, he's a smart man, because he's in his profile picture here on Facebook. He's wearing a Claude Giroux jersey.
There you go.
And then he has a young kid that's right next to him.
Awesome.
So perfect. I don't know. Listen, I can't see how old he is. Maybe he'll blow himself up with his age. It might be a grandkid. It might be a kid. I don't know. But I'm going to lean towards it's his child.
Well, I hope that the book bag gets into good hands.
Yes, please take please take your child with you. Yep. That'd be awesome.
All right, Rick. Congrats.
All right, sounds great. So we got a couple questions here, Murph. 5 minutes left in the segment here.
Wait, before we... You two promised me that you'll watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High before I see you guys next.
Yeah, right? Not a problem.
Right. I'm already covered there.
You saw it. All right.
Maybe me and wifey will watch that tonight.
Sean Penn. Classic performance.
Sean Penn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll tune in for sure.
Phoebe Cates.
Just don't ask me trivia questions on the next week. All right, so first question that I have here, Murph, is from my buddy Angel over at Broad Street South.
Buddy, too.
He does phenomenal work. Yeah, I know you've been on their show as well. They do a great job, great show, and really appreciate how he's been tuned into us this season. Great guy. He wants to know how we feel the Phillies will finish the month of August.
I actually think the Phillies will finish the month of August stronger than they are playing right now. That's what I think.
It's a good Kanye West song.
It's stronger.
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Out of my,
yeah, okay, all right.
I'm
yeah.
back to Fast Times. So, you know.
Are you more familiar with Stronger from Britney Spears?
Yeah, no, I don't know that one either. But I did get to see Green Day this week, which was awesome. But I think they'll finish the month.
The Rays are going to be tough. A 2-game set with the Rays. We're going to cover do at the end of the show.
Win one against the Rays at home, and they're totally doable. They can beat Tampa in a game. Maybe they win both. Just don't lose both here at home. Then you've got Arizona for 4, and then you have Washington for 3.
Going to Washington.
Yeah. So we've had
Washington's number too.
Yeah. And they are going to turn the tables on Arizona. Will they sweep them in 4? I don't know. I'd be shocked if they don't win 3 or 4 of those games.
I agree with you.
So because of that, I think they finished when it's all said and done, if you put me on the spot, I would say September 1st, Phillies are 3 games out of the division.
Ooh.
That's what I would say.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I would too. With a month to go, we'll take it for sure. All right. And then our good buddy here, Mike Butts, you hooked him up with those 4XL t-shirts, yep. Minute with Murph.
Yep.
I hope that's, just for the program. That was for the show, right? Minute with Murph?
Yes. You know how many times I've heard that one?
But we haven't used that one on air. So hey, I want to have some fun with that one. So Mike wants to know, do the Phillies need to bring up Marchand to replace Knapp? He's not getting the job done. I know we talked about this a little off air previously.
You know, it's a fair question. And here's my answer, and take it for what it's worth. I know Andrew very well, and
he's great at putting the homer hat on guys. I'll tell you what, man, he's fantastic at that.
And
he's batting 1,000,
and he does a lot more than that people don't see. I mean, he is in.
He did catch last night for Nola too. He called a good game.
Called a great game.
Yeah,
he is a guy that behind the scenes does an awful lot for the pitchers on this staff. And
coffee?
maybe I don't know, but I'm telling you. The backup catcher role is probably the toughest role on a team because especially when you got a guy like JT on the roster, you're not going to play a whole lot. Andrew knew that coming into this season. He comes to work every day and is a outstanding prep guy. You know, he and JT work their tails off to get these pitchers, the scouting reports and to watch film and they do all that. Andrew, that's a difficult job. You're not playing. You're not going to play 6 out of 7 days of the week, but yet he comes to work and he works every day. I know this is a results oriented business. And when you're on the field, you have to produce. And Andrew offensively has not produced. And that's, no one's probably more frustrated than Andrew Knapp. He did produce a little bit last year when he got a chance to get a couple more at bats. But, so to answer Mike's question, no, I think you ride it out with Andrew Knapp. Rosters do expand in September, not as much as they used to, but they do expand a little bit. So you might see Marchand come up anyway at that point. In fact, I would be surprised if you did not.
Always good to have an extra catcher.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? The Phillies might need to address their backup catcher situation next season, but for now, what folks don't see that Andrew Knapp does is an awful lot, and I think he's earned his spot on this roster so far this season
with a very valuable 153 batting average.
Yeah. No, he hasn't hit. There's no doubt about it.
I'll tell you what, though, he's got a fantastic mustache in his Google. When you Google Andrew Knapp batting average, the mustache is wonderful.
Well, there you go.
Hey, all right. But I'll tell you what, if he does not produce, he's going to have to get a new car and get out of town fast after this season. And I'll tell you where he can get one at. Cherry Hill Triplex is the premier New Jersey Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram dealer serving South Jersey and all the Delaware Valley. They have a huge selection of new and used vehicles from which to choose. Cherry Hill Triplex online and offline customers enjoy vehicle specials every day. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram service and parts, an online inventory, and outstanding financing options, making Cherry Hill Triplex the preferred dealer serving the entire Delaware Valley. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram buyers, get ready and set up a test drive. Visit us in Cherry Hill, New Jersey today. Coming up in our last segment, we're going to give you an update on our standings as far as our picks are concerned and our Can You Believe It? And we're going to look ahead at the Phillies week ahead, even though we kind of already did that. So,
yeah.
But coming up right next on the on our last segment here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, don't you go anywhere.
I stay area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com. or stop by their Bristol, PA location. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge, the website even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports.
All right, welcome back to the last segment here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch. Brought to you by 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, powered by Green Legion Radio. And yes, the cult of personality.
That's right.
Friday night was the return, the much-awaited return of CM Punk, baby. He is back in professional wrestling in AEW.
Wait, where did we just go? What all happened?
Great weekend of professional wrestling, Murph. I know you're not a fan.
I read the script ahead of time, so I was cool. I was good.
Did I have that in there?
No, I meant I read the wrestling script.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I already knew it was going to happen.
Yes. No, but CM Punk did return the other night.
I don't know.
For the first time in 7.5 years.
I interviewed Hulk Hogan once.
You did?
Yeah. That's the only wrestling thing I got right there.
Hulk Hogan. And then last night on SummerSlam, which is WWE side of things.
Right.
The return of Becky Lynch, the man, and Brock Lesnar.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is a woman.
Okay,
but
why'd you call her the man?
Because that's what she calls herself.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's
good
her
for
gimmick.
Her.
She's the man. But the funny thing is, the man had a baby back in December, so she's actually like
I'm so confused.
She's quasi the mom. Okay. Slash the man.
All right.
She's very good looking though.
Okay,
she does not look like a man. Some of the women on the roster do, but I'm not going to dive into that. We'll save that for next week's show. When the Phillies are on more of a positive kick, and I want to just confuse you even more.
I will do my, if you watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I will tune in wrestling. It's SummerSlam, right? I got to write that down.
SummerSlam. Don't waste your time. I mean, it was a good show, but it's 4.5 hours. What Fast Times at Ridgemont High is an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah.
All right, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's okay. I'll take it easy on you.
Thanks for letting me up the hook.
All right. I know everybody is highly anticipating our picks because last week, Murph, me and you had solid selections last week.
Yeah, we did.
I think you are now on a kick of like 4 or 5 weeks in a row where you've gone 2-1. You still haven't gone 3-0 this season.
No.
But I think you've only gone 0-3 once, while I've gone like 0-3 like
I think
times.
I went 0-3 twice, to be honest.
You have?
I think I did.
Okay. I'm this week, along with Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I'm going to dive into that a little bit further and find out what our streaks are and our tendencies, because we're both hovering around 500, but you're only half game up on me now, because I went 3-0 last week.
Right.
You're 29-26-1 for the season. I'm 29-27.
Is that in the studio?
Well, the Gobbler just left. That's Slash.
That's Slash.
Yeah, Slash is the Gobbler.
Yeah.
So
he's in his car right now.
Yes, he is. And he's listening, and he texted me. He said, I can't believe you haven't seen Fast Time at Ridgemont High.
There you go. See? Slash is a kindred spirit. He knows. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll smack that kindred spirit around. No, I'm kidding. Love you, Slash. All right. Money line, run line, over under run totals.
Right.
What's on your ticket this week?
All right. So I hate doing this, and I'll probably get some guff for it. That's what I could
fantastic
say on the radio.
Word, guff.
Yeah. I'm taking the Braves. I'm taking the Braves over the Orioles. My man, Tuki Toussaint, I just like his name.
You sound great when you say it, too.
He actually has pitched pretty well for the Braves since
2-2,
since coming back
I think
up.
Like a low four.
I mean, he's got good stuff. He really does. This Braves team right now is rolling. The Orioles
17 in a row they've lost.
Can you imagine? Think about that.
Yeah, 17
games in a row. That's hard to do. That is really hard to do in baseball.
The only hope that they have in that game is the fact that John Means is on the mound.
Yeah, John Means is good. And it's going to come up and bite me because I'm just, you know, I'm plucking the low-hanging fruit. The Braves are rolling. The Orioles have been terrible. So you watch the means will pitch well and jump on. And guess what? The way I look at this is fine. That it's a win for me regardless. Because if the Braves lose, I'm happy to go 2-1 this week and have the Braves lose. But if the Braves win, at least maybe I get something out.
There's only three good things about the Orioles right now. Actually, I'll say four because Camden Yards is one of them. Cedric Mullins, Trey Mancini, John Means. Outside of that, everything else on that roster is complete and absolute crap.
Yeah.
All right. My first pick this week, I have no idea why I'm going with it.
Okay.
Two bad baseball teams.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the over-under on this game just seems to be too good to be true. Because when you have two bad baseball teams and you have an over under of 8, when it should probably realistically be closer to 10, and it dropped. It went from 8.5 down to 8 as we were going over our picks before the show. Under 8 this week, -114, Royals Cubs at Wrigley Field. I'm going to take the under on that this week. I'm three straight weeks now, Murph, where I've gone under.
Yeah, I know, which is, you know, it's funny because early in the season, offenses were so dreadful across baseball and you were living large on the overs. And now that the offenses have, you know, kind of come back a little bit since the sticky stuff spider tack has made its way out of the game, you're living on the unders right now.
I'm trying to feast off them. I'm 1-1 over the last couple weeks, so hopefully I'm 2-1 on
those. That game, I guarantee that game's 8-7. You know, that it, just because there's no way it should be or could be, it's going to be. That's the way I look at it. You know,
the line is
talking to me.
Don't bet
on bad teams. Don't bet on bad teams. That's right. All right. How about, so I'm going, my next one will be the Nationals and the Brewers. All right. So, again, you talk about lopsided
fruit.
Hey, pluck, pluck. I'm going to do it. You got Nolan pitching for the Nationals with his 12 ERA against Hauser for the Brewers. Brewers is just a better team, and you know, they pretty much got things under control in the National League Central, but they're rolling right now. So I'm going to take the Brewers to beat the Nats. The Nats are looking towards next season at this point. Brewers win that game pretty easily.
Worst thing the Brewers did this year was they no longer have the name of Miller Park.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't feel right, man. It's just like, it's some like, it's long family health, like, insurance.
It's American Family Park, man,
oh
right?
God. That,
yeah, no, I totally agree.
Jesus.
You know, when you stay in Milwaukee, the hotel right downtown and the ballpark right out of town.
I've been
far.
There. Yeah. Love Miller Park.
So you're coming down the highway. I don't know what highway it is, but you know, you leave the hotel, you come up on the highway and you can see Miller Park and you
it's
see
an
the
architectural
huge,
structure.
Yeah,
it's
you
phenomenal.
See the huge Miller
yes.
sign.
Yes.
And I'm like, I have not been back to Miller Park since they've changed the name thanks to COVID and, you know, getting canned and all that good stuff. So
you said it, not me.
So I have not gotten back there yet, but I can't imagine it's going to be the same when I do pull up on that highway the next time and see Great American or Great Family.
What Timmy, look that up. Look that up. Yeah, we want the actual name
it's
for that, please.
Something family.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
terrible. So. All right, I'm going to go with the Cardinals here. Low-hanging fruit. I'm sticking with my boy Adam Wainwright, baby.
You've been riding him for a decade.
Adam Wainwright, man. All right, so minus 230. Yes, low-hanging fruit for sure. They're at home, and they're going to avoid being swept by the Pirates at home today. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals on that one. And, Murph, I took note before the show, you don't have the Rangers to beat up on this week. So.
No, the Rangers are rained out, right?
So you got to pick somebody else this week.
I know. Hey, I lost on the Rangers last week, so you
doesn't
know.
Mean you're not going to pick against them this
no,
week.
No, I would if I could. Yeah, I'm going to take Mother Nature to win the Rangers game today.
Well, that might be the only pick you get right.
Yeah,
today, I know, because it's already postponed.
All right, so you're right. I have to go somewhere else. So I'm staying with the game you just said: Pirates and Cardinals. All right, over under in this game is 8.5. I'm going under. Pirates, Cardinals. Yeah, I
we're
know.
Both going under this week. I don't think that's ever happened.
And I'm not sure why I'm going under. I have a feeling this is going to be like one of those kind of boring 4-1 games and the under's going to hit. So Pirates, Cardinals, under 8.5. That's my final pick.
Timmy, real quick, hit me with that pathetic
American Family.
American
Field.
Family.
Oh my God.
Your name. Well, you know, I mean, okay, American Family. That makes you feel good.
No,
right?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. Not at all.
I don't know what American Family is. Is that like an insurance company? Or
well,
something?
Yeah. All right. So we have a few minutes left in the show. We have about 4 minutes left, and I'm just going to make my pick real fast. My last pick: Dodgers -180 to sweep the Mets, just because I want Mets fans to be more miserable than I am.
There you go.
So, without further ado, can
I think
you believe
they are.
It? Can you believe it? Real quick, just a couple shouts out real fast here. Fan to Man, David L., great show as always. He's chiming in. Broad Street South, fast-moving show today and so good. Like that fresh cup of coffee that you have been looking forward to. Great show, guys. And our good friend Lonnie Zimmerman, who was at last week's Baseball Brunch tailgate, she just joined in. Better late than never, and she says, hey, Sack. So I want to recognize some of our fans out there. Thank you guys for tuning
everybody.
In. All right, can you believe it? What do you got for me, Murph?
All right, so well, first of all, but by the way, the Mets fans are more miserable than the Phillies fans.
Oh,
right
without
now.
A doubt.
They've lost 10 games in the standings in 2 weeks.
Isn't it 11 now?
It might
after,
be 11.
After yesterday? I think it's 11.
Yeah, you stop counting when it gets to double digits in 2 weeks. So, all right, so here's the first one I've got for you. We had this on the pregame show. It's a positive thought from the Phillies. Bryce Harper entered last night's game with a 165 OPS plus. The last two Phillies to finish a season with an OPS plus of higher than 165, both won the MVP. Mike Schmidt did it back in 1980 with a 171 OPS plus. And of course, Ryan Howard did it. Actually, Mike did it twice in 1981, 198. 198
wow.
OPS plus. And Ryan Howard did it in 06, 167 OPS plus as well. So, Bryce continues to have a great season.
Greatest single season I've ever seen out of a Phillies player in my life.
Yeah.
It was the 2006 Ryan Howard season.
It was awesome.
Phenomenal. All right, I'm going to go with Joey Votto, another first baseman.
Yeah.
All right, this is from Jason Stark. Williams, Gehrig, Cobb, Boggs, Speaker. They're the only other 2000 hit club members since 1900 who've reached base more times per game than Joey Votto.
How about that?
Insane.
All Hall of Famers.
All Hall of Famers. Yes, sir.
You know, the
question
today.
You saw that tweet too?
I didn't. No, I didn't. But that's pretty amazing. The conversation this week, is Joey Votto a Hall of Famer? Look, I'm not a huge fan of Joey Votto and his antics, especially when he's here in Philadelphia. Joey Votto is a Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Absolute Hall of Famer. And I don't even think there's a question.
I mean, he's an MVP.
Yeah.
You know, 2,000 hits, really.
He like, isn't. He
in
is
the
a
grand
Hall of
scheme
Famer.
Of things, yes.
In fact, I think he's a could be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Could very
frankly.
Well be.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. All right. What's your second
All right,
one?
Here's my next one. Starling Marte got traded to the A's in this season. First Athletics player to steal 15 bases in 21 games. Since Ricky Henderson did it back in 1992.
Wow, I like that. That's a good one.
I mean, he's been reinvigorated out there in Oakland.
So. No doubt. All right, and then my last one is a pretty easy one, but a fun one. Aaron Nola struck out his older brother Austin on three pitches last night. It was the first time in Phillies history that a Phillies pitcher faced his position-playing brother, Per Elias. That's courtesy of Matt Breen.
Yeah, the last brothers to do it in Phillies uniform was Mike Maddox and Greg Maddox. They faced each other, but not position players. Obviously, it was the first time ever, so it was a cool moment.
All right, so we have about a minute left here, if that. This week we have the grudge match, the rubber match against San Diego today, another day off on Monday, and then they come home. Two against the Rays, four against the Diamondbacks before we're back at 1100 Social next Sunday. Make sure you guys come on down, check us out from 11 to noon, and say hi to Murph and get photos or an autograph because nobody wants to see me. What do you got this week, Murph?
Philly's got to win 8 of their next 10. They have to win 8 of their next 10. You know,
they put themselves in this position.
They really did.
Yes.
But they have a chance to dig out. So let's give them a chance to dig out.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thank you all for tuning in again, as always, here on Sunday mornings with us at Bud Light Baseball Brunch. My man, Timmy O'Keefe, thank you for sitting in with us today. It was a pleasure meeting you as well. For Greg Murphy, I'm Chris Sack. And like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard, we are out of here, baby. Thank you all for tuning in and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.